Good morning, Robbo. Good morning, Steve. How are you both going?
Oh, well, thanks.
Yep, terrific stuff. So, mate, a big night at the Tom Flood Sports Centre last week.
Yeah, Robbo, we finally got to run the Caps Cup. It was washed out the week before, or maybe the week before that, and it finally got run. It was a fantastic race.
So tell us about the Caps Cup and the background to it.
Caps Cup is the David Capuano Memorial Wheel Race, and David Capuano was one of our A-grade riders who died in a car accident 28 years ago coming home from the Wangaratta Cycling Carnival and Australia Day weekend 28 years ago. And the race has been going for 28 years and or 27 years. And his dad, Alan Capuano, we call him Mr. Caps. So the race became Caps Cup in memory of his son. But every week up there, Mr. Caps holds the lap board and rings the bell, and you know he's the finisher for the bike race, so yeah. He does a very important job every week up there, so that's good. And it's the longest race of the year too. It's 3,000 metres, whereas most races are only 1,000 and 1,600 and 2,000, so it's our longest one of the year with the most prestige.
Yeah,
and we have an honour board in the club rooms, so it's good, real good race.
Who won then, Noel?
Oh, Steve, yeah, so this year was won by Isaac Buckle, who rode off the Hallowed Mark of Scratch, which means he started behind everybody. In the seven-lap race, he actually gave 395 metres start to the person who started off first.
What?
Tracked 412 metres, so he gave away one lap start. So he had to do seven and someone else had to do six.
God,
that makes sense?
It makes perfect sense. I was going to say that's as good as Popular Arm at the Kilmore Cup years ago. Hell's bells, that's impressive.
Yeah, well, usually Scratch, the back markers, will get up in that race because it's long and the front markers get tired, you know, because it's our longest race, and that's why the guys ride off the back markers because they're the best. So Isaac Buckle won that from Todd Schindler. It was a very close bike race, and they were the two back markers.
Yeah.
We also had a women's wheel race, which is exciting. That was a really good race, that one. Fantastic bike race. And that was won by Alessia McCaig.
Uh-huh.
We've heard Alessia's name many times.
Yes.
She'll go on to big things. From young Hayley Jack, one of our big junior stars coming through. So we had two really big wheel races. And another big thing about the night was all the junior championships were decided.
Right.
They rode over two nights, all the juniors. So congratulations to all of our new club champions. So some good racing.
Yep, fantastic. So what's on the agenda sort of next on the cycling calendar?
Well, we have to run the senior championships because they were called off the other night because of precipitation up there.
Right.
We had an early night after the Caps Cup. It rained, so we went home. And so we have the senior championships this week and also the Colin Fitzgerald Junior Wheel Races. That's our most prestigious junior wheel races coming up this week. And, of course, Colin went to the Moscow Olympics, and he's a legend in Bendigo cycling. So Colin will be up there this Thursday, and hopefully they'll be run COVID permitting, I guess, Robbo and Steve.
Yeah, well, you know, let's. I'd like to see the book of betting now to find out whether tonight it is going to be all over Red Rover and we are allowed out, or whether we're going to be locked down for days ahead. I'm feeling a bit pessimistic, actually.
Oh, don't feel pessimistic. Who knows? We'll find out later. Yeah. We can't do much about it either way, can we, really?
No, that's true. That's true.
No, I'm the eternal optimist. It'll be on, Robbo and Steve. It'll be on. No worries.
Yeah? Well, I hope you're right. Hey, Noel, thanks very much for that, mate. Have a great week and look forward to chatting next week.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks, Steve.